Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Coffee with a friend is like capturing joy in a cup. Welcome to the Coffee with Jenny B podcast, hosted by Jenny B, a lover of all things coffee. Each week, Jenny will chat about connecting over coffee, what brings her joy, and everything in between. A lot can happen over coffee, so grab a cup, sit back, and enjoy. Now here's your host, Jenny B.
Hello and welcome. Have you ever thought about the objects in your house? Are they everyday objects? Ones that serve a purpose? Or are they objects that bring you joy? Ones that you've chosen for a specific reason that either speak to you, something about the color, the shape, or perhaps these are objects that were given to you by a special someone. I think about Marie Kondo, thinking about possessions that bring you joy. Do these possessions fulfill a need in you? It's either a need that you have to have that particular object, or perhaps sometimes it's a want, that you want that something special. And this brings me to my thought about collections. We all collect things. Some are minuscule things, perhaps matchbooks, pieces of art, perhaps it's records. I read an article about a woman who collects records that are soundtracks, and this was a very specific reason for her collections. But sometimes collections happen quite by accident. Perhaps you mentioned one day that you really like owls, and then the next thing you know, people are sending you presents with owls on them. Maybe they're stuffed owls. Perhaps it's a meme that they saw on Facebook of something to do with an owl. And now you are basically bombarded with things about owls. And this was not of your doing. And in fact, it was probably just an innocent comment that you made. But now you have owls. And so this is a collecting by accident where something just completely takes off. I want to share a story about my daughter. When I guess she would have been maybe, I want to say 8 or 9 or 10, perhaps even 11, I'm not quite sure now, we decided to take a trip out west. So we drove to Alberta and we went to the West Edmonton Mall. It was a wonderful trip. But before we left on our trip, we gave her a camera. And so every time we would stop for a pit stop, she would take pictures. And of course, on the prairies, you see fields. It's just fields everywhere. And typically in the summer, you see cows in the fields. And so she would take pictures of cows. And my husband said one day, I guess when the pictures were developed, okay, so these are Manitoba cows. These are Saskatchewan cows. These are Alberta cows. And it took off for my daughter about cows. So my story about the owls ended up being a story about cows. And so she receives stuffed animals and cow this and cow that. And even as an adult, if I saw something that was a cow, I would still buy it for her just because it just reminded me of that time when we had such a great trip to West Edmonton Mall and all her pictures of cows. And so these are collections by accident. But then there are collections on purpose. And this is where I wanted to talk to you about my collection. And my collection is coffee cups. It started with the green Starbucks cup and saucer. Now, I purchased this, oh my goodness, I can't even tell you how many years ago it was. It was just so long ago. And what was unusual about this particular purchase is that Starbucks brands all of their products. Anything that they sell that isn't coffee related, as in like bags of coffee, has a Starbucks logo on it. This particular cup and saucer did not have any Starbucks logos on it, nothing that said it was Starbucks. It's this beautiful flat, it's not a tall cup, it's more of a flat, wide cup sitting on a saucer. And it's this beautiful green, it's like a Kelly green, very similar to the Starbucks green. I bought this, it was at the Starbucks in the Chapters. I'm trying to think back then if it was still Chapters. Yes, it would have been. But anyway, I have this beautiful cup and I don't use it for coffee. I know, it's like, what? Coffee cup and not for coffee? It's such an elegant cup and saucer that I use it to drink tea out of. It just, something about having tea in the evening, drinking tea out of this cup and saucer, just, it just feels right for me. And the first cup that I purchased when I was working as a barista at Starbucks was a Christmas mug. And so, okay, I believe it's about 16 years that I was working as a barista. So this mug is 16 years old. When I first bought it, it was this beautiful red. Of course, it had Starbucks logo, you know, the siren, and it was this beautiful red. Well, over the years in the dishwasher and so on and so forth, the red is pretty much faded now, but I still have it and I still use it occasionally. My next purchase was the iconic big white Starbucks mug. It was white with the logo that it's more of a raised Starbucks that's on the outside. And then on the inside, it's that beautiful Kelly green. It's that big mug. It's that mug that, you know what? It's a double coffee day kind of morning where I pull out this big mug and it's just, you know, it's exactly what I need at that moment. I actually have a miniature version of that iconic white Starbucks mug. It's an espresso mug. I remember seeing it, oh, I don't know how many years ago, and I purchased it for my mother-in-law for her to have espresso. So after she passed away, little Starbucks espresso mug came back to me. So I have it for my espresso. And when I drink my espresso, I think of my mother-in-law. Well, I think about her anyway, but especially in that moment. And then I bought this mug when I was on a trip to the Bahamas. At that time, I was working for the Arthritis Society as a fundraising coordinator. They had a program called Joints in Motion. Joints in Motion was where you would pick a destination, and in this case, the destination was Bahamas. You would then fundraise, depending on what the fundraising goal was, whether it was $5,000 or what have you. You would then train for the event, and then you would travel to this destination. The year that I got to go to the Bahamas was the last year that the Joints in Motion program, as it was ending. And it was, I don't know if it was like a reward for me for working, you know, almost 5 years for the Arthritis Society, but I got a chance to go to the Bahamas. And it was such a wonderful experience. And not just with the Joints in Motion team and everything, which was very inspirational, but I found a Starbucks. It was actually about a 15-minute walk from the hotel that we were staying at. And I decided that, you know what, I'm going to walk to this Starbucks and buy my mug. And I did. And it's just a plain old white mug. It has the Starbucks Bahamas on the outside and a little bit of a blue description or some sort of a picture. I can't even think of it right now because it's upstairs. And anyway, I still have this mug. And I think, I don't know, I want to say I paid $20 American for it, but it's totally worth it because it was a memento from my trip to the Bahamas. Then my next mug was one that was given to me, and this was a gift from my daughter, Crystal. She and her friends went to New York, and she bought the mug with New York on it. So not just the word New York, but it had a picture. I think there's the skyline and the Lady Liberty and so on. It's another one of those big mugs. So it's not as big as my iconic white Starbucks mug. But again, it's still one of those, you know what, this is for like a decent cup of coffee. And I just thought it was such a nice gift that my daughter thought of me and brought this mug back for me.
Have you ever thought, I'd love to have a podcast just like this one? Well, I can help. My name is Matt Kundle, and everyone at my company, the Sound Off Podcast Network, had a hand in making this show. Whether it was about the sound, the discoverability, or that you're just enjoying the show, we are all about the detail. If you think you have a podcast in you, reach out to me via email, matt@soundoff.network. Or check out the website and become one of the great podcasts we work with at soundoff.network.
My next gift was a mug that my husband bought for me when he went to Las Vegas with his friends. And this is interesting and actually kind of ironic, because I remember my husband saying to me one day, he said, okay, if you buy any more mugs, that's it. I'm throwing them all out, or you can't buy any more. Basically, he thought I had too many mugs. Well, no such thing as too many mugs. I thought it was kind of cute and also ironic, as I mentioned, that he brought me this mug from Las Vegas, which was really sweet. And so this mug is about half the size of my Bahamas mug. And it's a little wider. So it's kind of a different size of a mug that I'm normally used to. And so this one I use when I just need a little bit of a cup of coffee. So I don't want to fill a full cup. And so that's what I use that for. And then I bought a Starbucks mug. Now this one is really pretty. I think I bought it in the spring. And it has flowers outside of it in shades of green and blue and a little bit of yellow in there. And it's one of those really, I almost want to call it a delicate mug, even though it is a rather sturdy mug. But it's one that, you know, it makes me smile because of the colors on the outside. And then I bought another Starbucks Christmas mug. And this one was probably, I would say, about maybe 4 years ago. And it wasn't the red, like completely red on the outside, but it had lines going up and down of red. Well, again, because of not overuse, but because I use it a lot, and in the dishwasher, it's also quite faded, but it's still very usable. Now, just so you think that I only have Starbucks mugs, I purchased this mug. I actually bought it online. I love shopping at Chapters. And in this particular instance, I was online and I don't even know why I found it. I was just, you know, checking off different places and looking for different things. It was a white mug with my initial G on the outside. And on the inside, it had a beautiful green interior, very similar to the one that I have in my Starbucks mugs. Of course, I had to buy it. And it's one of those mugs that, you know, it's just like the mug from Las Vegas, where it's a little bit of a shorter mug, but it's also a little bit of fatter. So it's a little bit fatter or wider, I should say, on the bottom. But it's the mug that, you know, if I'm feeling that, I don't know, maybe a little sassy, a little bit of I don't know, it depends on my mood that morning as to which mug I'm going to take. And it could also mean that the other mugs are in the dishwasher and that's the only one left that's clean. So I take that one. And when I left the Canadian Cancer Society, so I was working at the Arthritis Society as a fundraising coordinator, and then I moved to the Canadian Cancer Society. And when I was leaving the Cancer Society, she wasn't an employee per se, but she was doing some work with the Cancer Society. And her name is Rosie. She gave me a gift it's a beautiful mug with purple flowers and purple butterflies with the words, "The best things in life are the people we love, the places we've been, and the memories we've made along the way." And I thought that it just was so, so touching. It just made me feel so warm and just so special. and loved, actually, that she thought of me and bought me this mug. And this is a mug that I use specifically for tea. Just because it seems to me so similar to my green mug and saucer, that it just, because Rosie drank tea, and so it seemed kind of fitting that I would also drink tea. So when I do drink my tea from the mug, I think of her, and I think of the time that we spent together working together, and just the kindness that she showed in giving me this mug. My next mug is one that, it's a bit of a story on this one, because it was just after I decided on my coffee with Jenny B that I was doing the podcast and then really going forward with my coffee with Jenny B project. And so I asked my friend Michaela to design a logo for me. Now, Michaela is a graphic artist. It's not her full-time job. She does it. It's a passion of hers. So she does it on the side, but she's very talented. And I asked her if she would create a logo for me. And so I gave her some ideas about, you know, the colors and whatnot. And so she created this beautiful logo that you can find on my coffee mug that I have on my Coffee with Jenny B Instagram account. And you can also see the logo on my website, which is coffeewithjennyb.ca. She created this logo, and I wanted to have a coffee cup that had my logo on it. And so I asked my husband's niece, Larissa, and Larissa creates, I guess, branded products, so branded mugs, keychains, and all kinds of different things. And so I asked Larissa if she could create a mug for me, and she did. And the mug turned out absolutely beautiful. And it's a plain white mug with my logo on one side, and it just, it's perfect. So it's exactly what I wanted. That, so when I'm doing videos and if I'm doing anything that is promotional, I have my mug for me. So I really enjoyed it. When it was time for doing my photo shoot, I thought of using the Coffee with Jenny B mug, again, the one that Michaela created the logo and Larissa created the mug for me. But I wanted something a little different, because my logo was going to be used in a number of different places. I wanted something to stand out, basically, and to be a little different. And so I checked around, you know, I went to Marshall's, I went, you know, Chapters, of course, looked at a number of different places. Nothing jumped out at me. And I had an idea of what I was looking for, but I also wanted to be surprised. And when I saw the mug that I knew was the right one for me, I would know it. And then I found myself, I was at the Forks, and I was walking around, and I went up to the Forks Trading Company. It's such a cool place. If you ever get a chance to go and visit, it's chock-a-block full of all kinds of different things, everything from soap to food, to jewelry, to books, and everything in between. I headed over to the section that they had a display of mugs, and I found this beautiful mug. It's a little different. It didn't have any greens on it. So it's a beautiful pottery mug. It had turquoise on the top part of the mug, and then a lovely sandy beige on the bottom. And it was created by Michael Lemer in Winnipeg. The back of the paper tag that came with the mug reads, "Original artwork, beautifully imperfect and one of a kind." That sounds just like me. I love that it's made by hand and made from all natural ingredients, and that it's made locally. And so I bought it. And that's the mug that I used for my photo shoot. Finally, my last mug of my collection is a china mug. Now, the other mugs were ceramic mugs. This one was a very delicate china mug. It is my Vincent van Gogh mug, completely covered with the sunflowers he painted. I've always loved sunflowers. And in fact, It was seeing that painting for the first time when I was a teenager that made such an impact on me. I even have a sunflower tattoo on my right ankle. The mug was created by Macintosh, and unlike my other mugs, it is very delicate and it's square in design versus round, which makes it even more unique. And so this is the collection of my coffee mugs that I have. And I use each and every one of these mugs. Sometimes I'll have coffee. Well, I have coffee every day, every morning. There's no sometimes about it. But sometimes I'll have coffee in the morning, and then I might have coffee in the afternoon. And then depending on what's going on and what my mood is, I might have coffee in the evening. And so I'm using a different mug, which drives my husband crazy because it's like, well, why can't you use the same mug? Just rinse it and put it away. Well, I have these mugs and I want to use them. So I guess in some way I'm giving each mug a little bit of love and making sure that I'm using the mugs. These mugs fulfill a need for me. So at the beginning when I was talking about, is it a need? Is it a want? It's a need. I need to have these mugs with me. Whether they were a gift or whether it's one that I purchased, it was all done with the intent to enjoy. The gifts were given to me because the giver was thinking of me. When they bought the mug, they were thinking of my enjoyment, of my love, that every time I used that particular coffee mug, I would think of them. And so the collection started not as a collection, but it built up over time. And that's what I really love about collecting on purpose, is that you have that desire. It's something that makes you happy, and it's something that brings you joy. Now, I don't know if I'm done collecting, but maybe I am. And maybe I will find the next best Jenny mug for my coffee enjoyment. So I have a question for you. Do you have a collection of some sort that brings you joy? And maybe my question to you as well is, do you have a favorite coffee cup? And if you do, does it have a story? Because as I've shared with you, every cup has a story. Every cup tells a story. Every cup brings you memories. It makes you aware of the significance of the cup. It makes you aware that you have this because it belongs to you. It's made for you. Because it brings you happiness as you enjoy that cup of coffee or occasionally that cup of tea.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like Coffee with Jenny B and want to know more, connect with Jenny on Instagram at Coffee with Jenny B. That's Jenny with a G. Until then, all you need is joy and more coffee. Come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many roads that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.